Glad to see you all at worship today. Time continues to march on. A few people have told me that they've looked at the calendar and already they are behind in their preparation for Christmas. My sense is they won't look at the calendar again unless they have to, because they will be unhappy every time they look at it. Time continues to march on, folks, and how we use our time is very important. In our readings today, from our first reading from Isaiah, we hear as the prophet Isaiah tells us what will happen in the future, in his future, about what kind of joy the Messiah can bring, how the world will ultimately be changed by his coming. And we hear beautifully written lines: the wolf shall lie with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. What a beautiful piece of writing that is, as he considers what life will be like once the Messiah has returned. And so also in our psalm reading today, from the 72nd psalm, we hear how the world will be changed by the Messiah's rule. Indeed, the mountains may bring forth prosperity to the people, and the little hills bring righteousness. And what shall the Messiah do? He shall defend the needy among the people. He shall rescue the poor and crush the oppressor. Indeed, his reign will be timeless. For in his time, the righteous will flourish, and there'll be an abundance of peace, and the moon till the moon shall be no more. In our reading from Romans, we hear how Paul kind of adds to that joy of the Messiah coming again. For the Messiah will come not only to bring peace and harmony, mercy and justice to the world for the children of God, but also for those who are not originally chosen, the Gentiles. So Paul reminds us that the Old Testament scriptures include the Gentiles. He includes scriptures from the Old Testament saying, "Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him." And again, "The root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope." So we have nothing but good news in these readings. And that is, of course, until we get to the gospel, where some people probably need to worry about the coming of the Messiah. For we hear that John the Baptist tells the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who are coming to him for a baptism of repentance, he says to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourself, 'We have Abraham as our ancestors.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree that therefore that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And so even as we look forward to the coming of our Lord, a celebration of his birth in a manger as well as his coming with power and might, the one word that probably should be in our hearts and minds, even as we're decorating, even as we're worshiping together, is the word from John the Baptist. And that one word would be repent. And if there was a second word, that second word would be prepare. Many of you are already preparing. You're preparing certainly for Christmas. Hopefully, your preparations haven't kind of gone astray. Hopefully, you're not too far behind, even on the 8th day of December. But we should also be preparing our life for the coming of our Lord. Our life should be something that is a blessing to God, a sacrifice of our own faith, so that when Christ comes again, he can see that his faithful children have heard his word and have kept it and have lived lives following in his path. Repent is not a bad word as we prepare for Christmas. It may not be a word we're prepared to hear, but it is not a bad word to hear for ourselves. So that as you are decorating your tree, please think of the word repent. As you are singing Christmas carols, also think of the word repent as you are wrapping packages for others. Consider the word repent, because our lives are just simply not what they should be. And while our hands are busy, and while our feet are moving from place to place, perhaps we should spend some work internally with our hearts and souls to make some serious changes in our own lives. Joy indeed will come, but let us be prepared for that joy, and let us prepare others for that joy. Christ will come again. Certainly we'll celebrate his birth in about 3 weeks, right? Today's the 8th, so on the 24th we will celebrate his birth, and there'll be songs and candles, and our hearts will be full of joy, and that's wonderful. But there'll be time before that to consider what we're doing and what we should be doing and how we could live better Christian lives. Please give that some thought. I know it's easy to get caught up in the busyness, but how much more wonderful it is to be ready when our Lord comes again. And who can tell when he can come, when he will come? Every generation, beginning with the earliest Christians, believed that Christ would come again in their own time. Perhaps almost 2,000 years later, we've kind of forgotten that. Perhaps we're not necessarily thinking about his coming in power and glory. Perhaps we're just satisfied with celebrating Christmas one more time. But indeed, he will come again. What hour, no one knows. And so certainly our minds and our hearts should be fixed on that, even as we do so many other things, even as we try to reach out with love and care to those around us. Let us be prepared. Indeed, he will come again. In the simple words of John the Baptist, let us repent. Let us take God's word seriously. And as we are able, let us be fruitful. Let us produce something. I know, having spent most of my ministry in central Pennsylvania, one of the things that is true there, and I'm pretty sure it's true here, is a need to be productive. There's a prayer that I've heard circulated in central Pennsylvania. It says, Lord, if I can't be happy, at least make me productive. At least allow me to do something useful. I don't think it's an official prayer, but it does kind of summarize what we're about. If we can't necessarily be enjoying ourselves, let my hands be busy at some good task. As we are able, let us sweep out the sin in our lives. Let us replace it with the light of Christ. And may our hands and our feet and our hearts and our minds and certainly our lips praise God, for he indeed is coming again. Thanks be to God. Amen.